Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Loneliness is the elephant in the room where we're concerned. It's something that churches desperately need to address. And married people deal with it too. I know that. A lot of married people have told me they deal with loneliness too. But singles are dealing with a particular kind of loneliness where a lot of the time there's just nobody there, nobody to share your heart with, and nobody to listen to you. Nobody for you to listen to, and that is really hard to deal with. And I think the church's teachings about dating and about courtship over the last several years haven't done us any favors. We have put so many expectations on relationships between men and women, even between teenage boys and girls. With the whole I Kiss Dating Goodbye movement, even Josh Harris, the author of that, now has said that it has had results in some ways that he didn't foresee, where you get churches full of single people who are terrified to talk to each other, because if they talk to each other, that might mean that, you know, they're going too far, or they're lusting in their hearts, or if they don't want to marry each other from the first time they talk to each other, then something's wrong. Obviously, those are all extreme reactions and silly reactions, but that way of thinking had a lot of effects that people aren't always aware of, and so we end up with a lot of single people who are who have had difficulty with dating and don't see any way to start up relationships with the opposite sex. And there's a lot of loneliness that goes with that. Many of us, I would even say most of us, look at marriage as a really good thing and something that we want for ourselves. At the same time, we're in this place where we haven't yet found it and we don't know if we will ever find it. So, we're trying to live contentedly in the now or in the moment while still hoping that God will give us this other good thing that so many people have that we would like to have too. So you're dealing with this tension all the time. And, God is the one who gives us contentment, and we just have to keep coming back to him and coming back to him and asking him for that gift because we really need it, and it's something that we can't really achieve on our own, especially dealing with the hopes that we have.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.